telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
What's up, everybody? My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the second hour of today's Maggie Dawn Show. This one's special in a challenging way for me, everybody. And I'm going to talk a bit about it today. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know that despite my gruff and strong exterior, I am a big mushball at heart. And some of the things that have happened over the last, 36 hours have got me reeling, very scared, very upset. But don't worry, before the end of the show today, I'm going to give us all some homework, some things to do so that we don't feel overwhelmed in these moments. And in this next hour, I'm going to list out, it's impossible to list out all of the things that Donald Trump has done in the last week and 2 days that are illegal. I don't think I could get through all of them. And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal. But everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans. It is harmful to government accountability. We all say, no matter what our party is, that we want greater efficiency, greater effectiveness. We want the middle class to do better, for our government to serve the vast majority of Americans better. We listen to politician after politician after politician promise to do just that. And yet, here we are. And so the question to be asked of all of us, if these are the things that we say we want in overwhelming numbers, is fascism the way to get those things? Because this is what we've got now. So let's get into it. I want to start with the memorandum issued yesterday by the Office of Management and Budget, who's being run by a guy named Russell Vought, who is one of the primary architects of Project 2025, who I will spend time discussing at greater length later this week. But in this memo that went to basically all federal agencies, it says this: to the extent permissible under applicable law, federal agencies must temporarily pause all activities related to the obligation of or disbursement of all federal financial assistance and other relevant agencies' activities. So let's just start there. To the extent permissible under applicable law is the lazy person's way of saying, I have no idea what I'm talking about, no idea what the law says, no idea what may be legal or legal, constitutional or unconstitutional, but I'm going to tell you to do this thing anyways, and then leave it up to you and people that might need to sue us to sort all of that out. In other words, it's a complete abrogation of responsibility by a federal employee. I would never in a million freaking years have ever written an opinion when I was the chief legal officer for Milwaukee County that said, here's what my opinion is, except if applicable law says otherwise. Because you know what? That was my stinking job. So that's garbage. Must temporarily pause all activities related to the expenditure of federal monies. What? So we're stopping spending federal monies. Okay. And, quote, other agency activities. What is that? So we're not spending money and federal agencies have to stop doing activities. About what, you may ask? Well, that maybe they might be. Who decides? Might be a court, a lawsuit, whomever's running the department, a frontline employee, I don't know, that may be related to foreign aid. Full stop. So, okay, foreign aid and other relevant activities must stop. Foreign aid. So, Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, Sudan, all of Central and South America, Africa, the Far East, Hong Kong, Taiwan. Shall I continue? Don't even get me into the grammar rabbit hole about where the commas are placed in this thing. I'll just leave it with you. I am a grammarian, and it's garbage. They don't even know how to use commas, whoever wrote this. And by the way, more on that in a second. Foreign aid, stop. Non-governmental organizations, stop. So like Doctors Without Borders, Amnesty International. Oh, by the way, USAID was one of them. USAID, which is a federal executive branch agency, basically everybody's on leave. Like USAID has stopped. One of the things that USAID helps is to set up local governmental best practice functions in former Soviet Union republics. Just saying. It's like one of, forget democracy. Okay. So, you know, no foreign aid, no non-governmental organizations, comma, now separately listed, DEI. Here is my thing on DEI. No one in the Trump orbit knows what this means. I mentioned in the first hour, the Air Force stopped including in a training video mention of the Tuskegee Airmen because, you know, they were black. So is that DEI? Like, is anything that mentions female or that like a woman did this and it was important that she did this, or a black person or a Latino person or an Asian person? Can we talk about the internment of Japanese Americans? Or since Donald Trump is invoking the Alien Enemies Act, is that also, you know, can't do that? Comma. Woke gender ideology. So do we just not talk about gender? Like there are no gender? I'm confused. Sounds like they are too. Do they just use the word woke? Anyway, be like, oh, if it's woke. Well, what does woke mean? Does woke mean I just don't like President Trump? That's now woke? And the Green New Deal. Can we say the words climate change anywhere in the federal government? Or would that be prohibited other activities? Wait a minute. When does the First Amendment come into play? Because they love the... Is there cancel culture? Can we cancel woke gender ideology? Is that another activity? This is so stupid, it defies explanation. Oh, and by the way, this ban goes into effect today at 5 p.m. Eastern, which is in 46 minutes from now. TikTok, TikTok. This from Senator Ron Wyden. My staff has confirmed reports that Medicaid portals are shut down in all 50 states following last night's federal funding freeze. This is a blatant attempt to rip away healthcare from millions of Americans overnight and will get people killed. What? Well, that would sure sound like, let's see here, let's refer back to this insightful, well-researched, well-cited legal document. Oh, yes, stop, temporarily pause, all federal financial assistance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Garbage. This is garbage. Now, likely violates the Impoundment Act because Congress has the power of the purse. Let me break that down and not use the word impoundment because I mean, what's that? It violates the separation of freaking powers. The Federalist Society? No. The Federalist Society needs a new name, don't you think? The American Kings Club. That's what I'm going to call it. That's the OMB memo. And it is stopping the provision of key services that you and people you love in this state, in Wisconsin, in Illinois, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in New Mexico, and in Arizona, and in Florida, Massachusetts, Vermont, California, Washington State. It is stopping the provision of services at the state and local level that will, and I promise you this, will get people killed. Donald Trump, he ain't even trying to help the middle class, won't agree to tax billionaires more. In fact, his confirmee to become Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, has said we need more billionaire tax cuts. But it is beyond that, folks. He not only doesn't care about your pocketbook, he doesn't care if you die. I don't know how else to break it down. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you have been waiting for one of those days where I light my hair on fire, it is one of them. And I'm not going to do this every day, because if I did, I'd have a heart attack and I wouldn't make it through 4 years of the Trump administration. But when it is necessary, I will do so. You can count on me every day to tell you whether I think it's one of those hair on fire kind of days. And today is one of them. Now, when we come back, because we got to take care of a little business here shortly, I am going to talk about the firing of long-serving, frontline, career law enforcement prosecutors and what that means. And then I'm going to put together this ridiculous garbage memo from the Office of Management and Budget, signed by and authored by Russell Vogt. Oh, wait, I forgot this about the OMB. This OMB memo, if you had any doubt who actually wrote it, you can tell by the data that was embedded in the document that it was written by the authors of Project 2025 from the Heritage Foundation. It's called metadata. They forgot to scrub it. Now, not only is the document dumb without citation or legal foundation, likely illegal, violating the separation of powers and the Impoundment Act, it's also dumb because they don't even know how to turn a Word document into a PDF and scrub the gosh darn metadata. We have fools in federal government, and it's only going to get worse. I tell you what it means to you when we come back after these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us for a great conversation. 855